For the Orleans County Historical Association, June 6, 1980, Helen McAllister of Medina, New York is interviewing Mrs. Sophie Balzuzak-Cottris of the Gravel Road near Medina, New York. Okay. Mrs. Cottris, would you start by telling us when you were born?
July 30th, 1895.
Mm-hmm. And would you give us your father's name?
Michael Balzuzak.
And what was his home?
Where was his home? You mean before he came or yes. After?
Yes. Where was his home? Where was he born? Where did he live for the most part? In Poland?
I would say Poland.
Yes. In Posen, Poland?
I would think so. Yes.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Hedwig Jabloński.
Right. And her homeland?
That was Poland, definitely Poland.
Okay. Sophie, I think it's very interesting that your parents both came from Poland. Would you tell me a little bit about your father?
Well, he was a blacksmith, had a trade as a blacksmith, and a little farming on the side, not much, but he was a very good father. What can I say that? He was.
You sure can.
He was, we all thought the world of him. And I always thought he was a bright man because he could speak and read and write three languages.
What were the languages?
Polish, of course. And he could read and write English. And he could read and write German very well.
You said he spent some time in Germany.
I think he did, because by learning the language, that's what I go by. Mm-hmm. And he also taught, now my sister, older sister and I think she can read Polish mm-hmm. and read and write it, mm-hmm. which I can. And my dad taught us this at home. Mm-hmm. So you can see he was, mm-hmm. fairly good intelligence to do that. And now what else can I tell you about him? I think he was a darling father. I loved him.
You said that he crossed the ocean a number of times.
He did as a maintenance man. I heard him say 8 times that he crossed the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. And whether that's correct, but I guess it won't matter whether it is or not. But He crossed it many times on these ships. What line he worked for, I wouldn't know, but I know he.
And then he. Do you know why he decided to leave the other soil and come to America to finally stay?
No, I really don't, because I think at times he did kind of regret it and wish he was back, because he come from a. Well, one of his brothers was very wealthy, and would you believe it, that he died in a prison camp after Poland got taken over?
The brother, yes.
Yeah, but gosh, he used to have a beautiful carriage like Queen Elizabeth has there, mm-hmm. and wore fur coats and fur hats, mm-hmm. and had a chauffeur driving him around, and and Dad often grieved for his family. He come from a family of 3 boys and 2 girls. A couple of his nephews came to America, mm-hmm. and they were here for, I don't know how long, but then they went back to Poland.
Hmm. Now, your mother came to America on a different time. Your father and mother hadn't met.
No, I think they met right here in town, because he...
In
do you know Andrew Penny or Andrew Marchiseski on High Street?
Yes.
Well, his father and my dad, they were inseparable. And I think the two of them came to Medina together. Nice. And Dad got married first, and then Pa got a girlfriend for... Andrew's mother there for his pal, and they were friends right to the last.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
But I do think them two came to town together and picked up their girls and got married. And
I think you said that your father came to this area to work as a mechanic in a stone quarry?
A blacksmith. Uh-huh. He used to sharpen tools for the workers there. They used to, remember when they used to, well, you wouldn't, you're too young, but they used to make these blocks for buildings. In fact, there's a lot of it around Medina and different buildings. It was put out.
Well, your parents were married, and then children came along. Would you tell us who the children are?
Well, there's
Edna.
Yeah.
And then
me.
Sophie.
Anthony. Frank. Bill or William, and I guess can't get it straight. And Helen.
Right.
Six of us. Yes. Helen came way later in life. I was 17 years old when she was born.
Oh, my.
Quite a difference.
Do you remember where was your home with your family? Where did you live?
In Medina? On Horn Road, Medina.
I see.
On a little Horn farm.
And did they have a farm as well?
A small place.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardest kind of a land too. Now that was clay, but then we managed to live there. They could keep cow and chickens and that and help the grocery bills. We never went to bed hungry.
When you were born, do you have any early memories of your home life when you were at home as a young girl?
Yes, they're good memories. They're, as I said, we had a, mom had to discipline us because she was with us. And poor mother, would you believe it, she used to go out plowing, follow a team of horses with a pair of skirts on. Now, of course, they do have slacks. But I have good memories of a home life because we were all, at different times of the year, we'd all have to kneel together and pray. And they say a family that prays together can't go wrong. I think my folks brought up as good a family, average family, as there are around. None of the boys got into trouble, or the girls either. So,
were you and your brothers and sisters close?
Yes, we had to be. Now, there was no fighting allowed. And especially at the dinner table, you know, some people will bring up their troubles and then they'll get kind of aggressive and one thing or another. That was not allowed at our home because our dad always said he was the one that used to kind of make us. Well, he never did punish us though. Now, I can't say, I only got one kick from my father in all my life, but he never used to beat us up or anything. Mom did, but she had to. But Dad, he used to make us just behave at meal times because they said it was God's blessings and we should be thankful that we, you know, were able to have what we did have. And really, there was no bickering allowed. They used to bicker, the boys, and I won't say we were a perfect family, but it would be, my dad had a blacksmith shop at home that he used to do a lot of work out there, and he'd always have the boys with him, teaching them things. That's why all our boys now, none of us, only Helen is high school graduate, but none of us were high school graduates, and look at my brother Frank, I think he's made a big, you know, contractor and that. He made a big comeback. And in fact, the boys are all mechanically inclined.
Now, when you say your brother Frank, he is the contractor.
You know, he built so many projects here. And now the boys, of course, took over. Bob and you probably know Bob Elders. And
what other boys? Bob and what?
Frank's, Bob was the only boy in that family, and of course then there was the three girls. Mm-hmm. You know, Marcia and Barbara.
There Marcia and Barbara, and who else?
Shirley.
Oh, yes. Well, Shirley. As long as we're talking about Marcia and Barbara and Shirley, for the record, what does Marcia do?
Oh, she had that Lakewood Village. And she then they have all those houses. They own half of Medina, you know, those rents and apartments and one thing and another.
Now, her name is Marcia what?
Tui.
Marcia Balzerzak Tui. And what about Barbara?
Barbara is Barbara Balzerzak Waters.
Married to Robert Waters. And what does she have?
You mean, oh, she has that Orchard Manor, and then she's
which
in
is a nursing home. Yes.
And she's in the other projects too, in the contracting with Bob, and they're all in, the kids are all in on that. And of course, Bob is, I think he's the president of that outfit now. And then he has his boys working for him. He's got five boys, so I tell you, there's a lot of Balzerzaks in town. My father always said that if he was to run for a public office, his family alone could put it in.
It's beautiful. What does Shirley do? Where is she?
She's a teacher and she lives in Buffalo. She has a couple of children. She's married to a real nice person.
What is his name?
I can't.
It escapes you at the moment.
I don't know if I ever really heard it, and I should have, but...
I would assume probably... I wanted to ask you what... what time of day did you have dinner at your home? You said dinner was a very important time.
Evening. Everybody had to be prompt, and they had to be. They couldn't just come in now and then. They had to be home on time, certain time. They had to be washed up. And my dad set the example because he'd always come in about a quarter before the meal was ready to be served. And the kids had their orders, and we had to be home. And usually it was 6 o'clock, the meal. And what meals Mom used to put on. Oh, Ed can tell you, she was a wonderful cook. You know, it wasn't this fancy food, but great big hunk of beef. They used to butcher their own beef. Mm-hmm. And vegetables and what there was. But
Did she teach her daughters how to do cooking and the other jobs?
Well, yes. She made us... do some, but I don't think I'll ever be the cook my mom was. Do you, Pa?
Well, I don't know.
I used to be considered pretty good cook, but now...
Well, I've been in here several times, and each time it smelled pretty good around here.
Thank you.
Well, Sophie, when you went to school, where did you go to school?
Believe it or not, Bates Road, you know, where that... way up on Bates Road, on because that's where our farm belonged to that district.
I see.
We had to walk 3 miles.
And you walked in, what about in the winter time?
Walked. Mm-hmm. We used to run cross lots like a bunch of deer. Well, if the weather got awful, awful bad, Dad would hook up the horses and come after us with a bobsleigh, but usually it was walking.
Mm-hmm. How far did you go in school?
8th grade.
To the 8th grade.
Yeah, that was
good. Yes, very good. Now, what did you do after school? It was a little time before you and Mr. Katras were married. Did you work
well,
outside?
My one and only job was Robert H. Noel's shirt factory in the laundry department. I
shirt
went there at 16.
Out,
I did a little housework for Mildred White. But when I got 16 and old enough to go to the factory, I went to Robert Newell, believe it or not, Miss Helen. We worked there 6 or 10 hours a day, $1 a day. Imagine, work all week. And Saturdays and all, worked all week. At the end of the week, we got $6. $6 a day.
And probably no insurance or hospitalization?
Nothing.
Or
them
time
days,
off?
They didn't have it. Because that's over 60 years ago.
Yes.
Yes.
How long were you there?
9 years. When I was 18, I was forelady of that laundry department. I think I had about 10 employees under me. Imagine at 18, Mr. Noel, oh, he was a wonderful person. He was, he used to call me his little girl, but he was so good to me. And and when I was only about 20, they put me on a payroll, And whether I was there or not, I got paid. And would you believe it? I was drawing $35 a week when I was married, straight time.
And now, what do you mean straight time?
Well, whether I worked or not, I got paid. You know, I was on a... And not many men were drawing that kind of pay, but I must have earned it. And when I was married from Knowles, what do you think they gave me for wedding present? 32 pieces of sterling silver.
Oh, how beautiful.
Mr. New. That I've got it. I'm going to give it to my daughter next time she comes home this summer. But there's no other employee ever got a wedding present like that, Mr. Cox told me, because I took it in to have it engraved. Mm-hmm. Initial put on, but I got 32 pieces of sterling silver. That's valuable.
In this area, you said that you have had several relatives when you came here. How about the Polish community as a community? Do Polish people unite together pretty much?
Well, they did at that time, but I'll tell you where the Polish community really was. It was around Stark Street and Gulf Street, right up in there.
Your home was on Stark Street for a while, wasn't it? Or was that where you were born, you said?
No, I was born at Grandma's, but it was on Stark Street. I can tell you just which house it is. There's one on the corner, that good-looking place, and then that second, third house from the corner I was born in.
I see.
But well, we lived on Gravel Road for some time, my folks did.
This road?
On Gravel Road, right there. Do you know where that new home was built, just below the bridge? That little home.
Yes.
Well, there was an old house there, and a little land with it, and that's where we lived. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, it was the coldest place in the world.
Hmm.
That house was so run down and cold.
Well, did the church, let's see, what church do you belong to?
Sacred Heart.
Now, did the church unite the Polish community?
Oh, no, we was here before the church was built. In fact, my father is the founder of that church.
Really? When was this?
Oh, it's over 75 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dad, he kind of united. We had services in a house on Commercial. And then finally we got a permanent pastor, and the Polish people got together. Well, Commercial Street was pretty much Polish, and it still is, too.
But, I forgot about that.
The Polish people got together and built their... We used to belong to St. Mary's, but we had a pastor at St. Mary's, Father O'Brien, and he... he didn't... I liked the Polish people too well.
Hmm.
And he was just... Well, had its own way. So then we, the Polish people got together and built their own church.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been very happy in it.
Good.
And we do have a good pastor, Monsignor Manchikiewicz. He is a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. Comes over. As I said, I'm having a busy weekend. Yesterday I went out to lunch. Well, the afternoon was gone, and I like to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And today this interview, and then tomorrow the Monsignor comes, first Friday. He always comes, takes care of us spiritually, and which we do appreciate.
Comes to your home?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Every first Friday.
Beautiful.
Wonderful person.
Yeah. We are in your lovely home. It's a new home. I think.
Well,
I
it's a modest little home.
It's lovely. Would you tell us how you met your husband, the man who became your husband?
Well, wasn't you sweet at Edna first, or wasn't you, Ed?
You know who I was.
You never was? Well, then, he chummed around with my oldest brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got to coming down to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how we, because our place was always open house. Ed can verify that. Open house, especially on Sundays. The group would gather there, young people, you know, and they would play cards. Instead of going to these saloons or one thing or another, they met at our, well, why don't you put it on the chair? Come over to the house, and Mom would always have, serve something.